Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 22nd, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Apple appears it's ready to add a little analytics and analysis to Beats. Yeah, that streaming service they bought last year for $3 billion. And they've bought none other than the British company behind Music Matrix. The Guardian has reported that Symmetric was quietly acquired actually last year. Ooh, it was a big secret. But now the acquisition has seen the light of day. In case you don't know about Symmetric and Music Matrix, it's a service that helps record labels, artists, and others track digital consumption of their music, whether it be on iTunes or BitTorrent downloads, YouTube, or even streams on Spotify. Now, the service in the past has also branched out and provided analytics for ebooks and films, games, and even TV shows. So Apple might have more plans than just music streaming. Get your countdown clock started, because the Pirate Bay is coming back in 10 days. The Pirate Bay's website has been redesigned with a look that pretty much looks like it did before it went down last month. The search box and categories are back up, but you still can't use it yet since the site is still not active. At the bottom of the page is a pirate ship that sails towards the island, and you've got your countdown clock that ticks away at the top. See? We told you it'd be back. PlayStation Network subscribers in the US and Canada and even Latin America, you can rejoice, because you can use Plex now on either your PS3 or your PS4 console. Isn't that nice? Plex for PlayStation will only support video streaming, but Sony says that music and photo streaming will follow shortly. Users are going to need that Plex Pass to use Plex for PlayStation, but that's at no extra charge. Sony is saying in the near future it will allow PSN members to use Plex even without a Plex Pass. But for a fee, well, of course. Windows 10 is coming in February. And you're thinking, no, it ain't. It is for the phone. Haha. Microsoft is going to release a public test version of its Windows 10 for phone operating system sometime next month. Not only will the software run on the phone, but it will also run on tablets as well, which is a complete change from Windows 8. The strategy is part of Microsoft's One Core to create a unified platform across all devices. So, Windows Phone owners, you're going to be putting a beta test version of this on your phone? On your primary phone? Nah, I wouldn't either. Not a good idea. There's a new kind of metal in town, and it's a hydrophobic metal. That's right, it repels water just like a basketball bouncing off the court. Scientists at the University of Rochester have created a metal that's so extremely hydrophobic that water just literally, boing, just bounces right off of it. It's like a magic force field or something. No, there's no chemical coatings in this thing. They've used lasers to etch a nanostructure of the metal itself. And the cool thing about it is, it'll never wear off. They're hoping these things can be adapted into constructions of, say, airplane surfaces, where water or freezing of the fuselage needs to be avoided at all costs. You're also looking at things like nonstick pans for the kitchen. They're even saying even cars or anything else you can imagine that's made of metal. This thing is too cool. Wonder what else it could repel. Once you guys send one over to BTN, we'll give it a good test. And finally, do you remember the tricorder? Yeah, that thing from Star Trek. So cool and so futuristic, you can just scan, it tells you exactly what's going on with the person, and you know, future, man, that's the future. Hell, future's here, boys and girls. By 2016, there will be 3 handheld devices that can diagnose 15 diseases, they're saying even better than doctors. Sources and rumors from the World Economic Forum said there will be working prototypes of 3 handheld devices that are each able to accurately diagnose 15 diseases just as well, if not better, than any doctor. They're saying the creation of these 3 devices is a result of the competition put up by an organization called XPRIZE. XPRIZE is an organization that awards multi-million dollar prizes to groups that are able to invent certain types of technologies. So you think these things will actually be coming out by 2016? I don't know. It's a little sketchy. But I have a feeling sooner than we think, we're going to be hearing doctors going, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not an X-Prize winner." If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter @BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter @KyleSwagger. We will be back tomorrow. Oh boy, I can't wait. Friday's edition of the news show. I can't wait. I know you can't wait too. But until then, do your best to have a great Thursday. And thank you very much for listening.